Brew all season long on WTMJ. It's Brewers Extra Innings. Now, live from American Family Field, here's your host, Dominic Catronio.
Hello, all. Struggles. Back-to-back 15-run games for the Yankees. They win the series. As much fun as Friday night was, the last two nights were not nearly as fun. Well, Jerry Augustine's with us as well, and I will say right here off the top, we are a truncated show today as we're getting ready to get out of the way for the Bucks here at the bottom of the hour. So we're going to have to be fast and furious with our takes here, Augie. But I do just want to jump straight into the sixth inning and what went wrong in that sixth inning. And let's just go right to it here, Augie. The play with Aaron Judge putting his hand up, in case you missed it, looked like it was going to be a bona fide routine double play ball. Judge sliding into second base. He's already been retired out. Willy Adames turns, clears himself from the base path, and throws a hair low, but Judge puts his giant 6'7" arm up, blocks the throw from going to first. Runner is aboard at first, and then the inning snowballed from there. The crew chief, Andy Fletcher, has already admitted they got it wrong. That is from a pool reporter downstairs from the umpire locker room. They watched replay when they got inside. They admitted their mistake. With all that being said, Augie, you being an ex-pitcher, bad things happen. You got to flush it and move on. And quite frankly, the Brewers did not flush it. Abner could not get out of his own way in that sixth inning.
Well, it's difficult because when Aaron Judge hit the ball, and, you know, I think at the time the umpires thought that was just one of his natural moves when he slides you with your hand up. But it definitely was interference. But the thing, can you go out and say it was a double play? You don't know for sure. You get the out at second. That's automatic, that and Adames got that, but can you acknowledge that it was out at first base unless you call it interference? And that was an interesting play of the inning, a play of the game, I think it was, but it really wasn't the whole thing that had to decide that inning. I thought Abner Uribe just struggled a little bit today, commanding the strike zone. The three walks in that inning hurt him, and then he was behind the counts, and he put a couple balls down the middle. So his struggles lately have been just that it just seems like he's rushing to the plate a little bit, and he's dragging his arm, and he can't locate as good pitches that he can. It looked like the breaking ball was on the inside part of plate, wasn't being able to command it. But I think when you look into that game, you got a tie ball game after five. You want to turn over the bullpen, the Brewers got to feel good about it. And today it backfired on him.
I mean, he got the second out of the inning on the next batter, Stanton, to pop out. So he had an opportunity with two outs to leave a man stranded on first base. But he fell behind 3-0 on Rizzo, got it to 3-2, might have got squeezed, but doesn't matter. He walked him. He had a 1-2 or a 1-1 count on Gleyber Torres. Then Torres hit the base hit up the middle to score an RBI. You can stop the bleeding there, only be down 5-4, and you're feeling fine. He was ahead 1-2 on Cabrera. He ended up walking him. He gets a 1-1 count on Trevino. He hangs a slider. Trevino knocks him in the left field. That's an RBI. And then it really snowballed on Peguero, walking a batter, a wild pitch, a pass ball, another single, and you blink, and after that play, the Brewers are down a 7-run inning. That was never supposed to happen, and I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it's because Aaron Judge put his hand up. No, you had opportunities to get guys out, and the Brewers didn't. That's part of the reason they lost the game, that Judge put his hand up and blocked that double play, but they could have got out of that inning with it being 5-4, and they didn't. And this is, in my opinion, a very important learning, growing pain. This is the youngest offense in baseball, and as Pat Murphy pointed out after the game, every single pitcher that pitched today had less than a year of service time. These were all young players they are leaning on right now, and they're learning how to deal with it against the big bad Yankees.
Yeah, I thought Myers threw the ball really well. I thought he's starting to learn to get the idea. You can see he's a young man learning to get in that educational part of how you start and how you pitch in the big leagues. I thought he made some good pitches. Pitched to Judge as a mistake pitch. He got up over the plate. Volpe put the same way. Got in a count where Volpe got a good pitch to hit, going to the ball at the ballpark. But I thought he threw the ball really good. And he did the thing that a young pitcher needs to do, is keep the Brewers in the ballgame. And he did that through the five innings that he was in the ballgame. But it just seemed like Abner Uribe, in the last several times out, has been struggling with his delivery a little bit. And this seems like he can't get in a situation where he can locate the ball on both sides of the plate. And what's happening, he's falling behind. And he'll get out of it. It's about making some adjustments with his pitching. Like I said, when you get out and you jump to the plate a little quick, your arm drags, and that causes you not to locate the ball well, especially when you saw his breaking ball up and in. It was just missing on the inside part of the plate, the right-handers. That's one of the causes that happened. You just got to make the adjustment there. He's too good of a pitcher, and I'm sure he'll fight through it. Like you said, these are all young pitchers, and they're going to learn from it.
Yeah, Myers, though, you're right. Myers was great today. A couple of texts referring to that as well. This one from Aaron in Illinois. Myers looks like he might be okay, and on the positives, we drew 8 walks and also had 2 hit batters and still left 15 men on base, which means we're getting them on. I agree with that entirely, Aaron, down in Illinois. Another text here from Josh in Milwaukee. After last night, that was a tough way to lose a series. Everything went New York's way again, but the offense had plenty of opportunities to strike back. Walks killed the pitching staff, so I think that's what's worth watching. The positive news, we see a different opponent tomorrow. We'll get to the offense and some of the positives in just a moment. I actually really like the decision by Pat Murphy to pull Tobias Myers when he did after 5 innings and after giving up the 3-run homer to Volpe, because you could see in that 5th inning, all of a sudden they were in swing mode on the first pitch, in ambush mode, given how much he was commanding the strike zone. He was getting ahead 0-1, 15 out of the first 18 batters that he faced in this game. He was doing his job, and just the Yankees caught on.
He's a strike thrower. The first 9 big hitters he faced, he had 8 of them that were first pitch strikes. And I just like where he made some really good pitches on all parts of the zone. And there were a couple of hitters that went in the third inning when he struck out the side in the third inning. He made some really good pitches in the upper part of the strike zone and then was able to go down with that good fastball. It just seems like he's pitching very well with his fastball, has a little bit of command with that breaking ball. And he's trying to understand that you have to pitch ahead. I think one thing you learn in the big leagues is, and we talk about it so much, that you get a guy like Colin Ray who's really learned to pitch on the outside perimeters of the strike zone. When you can dominate that, and Myers did that time today, you can be very successful. This is a learning curve that he will learn, but I thought he threw the ball really well, and I just thought today Abner was just not in sync with his delivery and wasn't in very good command. That's where the struggles began.
Yeah, I agree entirely. We got to take a quick breather, come back. Want to remind you, though, that Brewers Extra Innings all season long is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. With a local Milwaukee team, Fifth Third Bank also knows how to hit it out of the park. They've been serving businesses in the area for nearly 15 years and offering industry-specific expertise and local decision-making capabilities to help your business succeed. This is commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, member FDIC. It's not all doom and gloom here. We are going to find some positives from this one. They lose 15-5, lose a series to the Yankees. Back after this on 620 WTMJ. Brewers fall 15-5, 15-3 last night. Not a fun one here at the ballpark. We got a short show tonight. We're going to the bottom of the hour. I'm Dom Catronio with Gary Augustine. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday evening as we get ready to get out of the way for the Bucks later tonight, game 4 down in Indiana. Let's find a few positives here. And we mentioned it, kind of alluded it a moment ago, 15 runners left on base today. You could look at it and say, okay, they missed every opportunity that they could have, but they got 15 runners on base. And they really got to a guy that's been their bugaboo the last few years, especially as a Cub, and definitely over the years as a Met, and that's Marcus Stroman. They got him to chase in the 5th inning. They drew 4 walks against him, including a hit batter. I loved the game plan, especially starting that second time through the order, making him work. Didn't chase the slider the second and third time through, then obviously broke through in the 5th inning. What did you see from the offensive approach against the Yankee starter today?
Yeah, he's been tough on the Brewers, and he always pitches pretty good baseball games against our ball club. But, you know, the one thing they did is their approach was very good. They were patient at the plate. They made him work. They had 11 runners on base going into the 6th inning. That's a real positive for the Seattle Ball Club. But I thought they did a nice job in the first few innings. And after going down 4-0, come back in the 5th inning and be able to score the 4 runs on Adames' double and the home run by Bowers, really got him back in the ball game. And that's what you want to do. You want your offense to keep you in the ball game and get that bullpen in order, and then you really got a shot at it to win the ball game late, like they did on Friday. So it was a good start of the game. It just seemed like that 6th inning just changed everything when the flow of the ball game and everything turned towards the Yankees, and it was over from there.
Jake Bowers, 3 hits today, including the clutch home run that tied the game in the 5th inning, and then obviously everything crumbled down from there. And yes, he only had 1 hit today, but Churio did not strike out once today. He used the entire field, left field, right field, and just missed a ball there in the fifth inning. That would have really blown it open. Maybe it could have been a three-run homer. I'm not saying like, all right, here we go, Chirio's back. But today was finally a positive step for him as he's really been going through it in the last couple of weeks in the big leagues.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that, you know, here's a young kid that the youngest player in Major League Baseball, and he's going to be one of those guys that he's going to have to fight through some ups and downs. And I thought today was a positive. He hit the ball hard. He had the ball hit that everybody thought that might have been going out of the ballpark, a big three-run homer could have been. But his last time at bat, he came up there saying, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a pitch. If it's away from me, I'm going to drive it the other way. And that's exactly what he did. He did a nice job of staying back on the ball, hitting the opposite way. He's going to go through the ups and downs, and the thing he has to do is just stay positive. And like you said today, Dom, he didn't strike out. He put the ball in play. When you're putting the ball in play, you always get that opportunity. So I thought Chirio did a great job, and I thought Ortiz on base four times with walks and getting on base. Those are the kind of guys late in the order. If they're going to be down at the bottom order, they can get on base. They can really help you, and they're going to have their fight, their little battles, but they're going to go and they're going to swing the bat and they're going to learn and they're going to get better as the season goes along.
Yeah, Ortiz has an OPS over 800 now and on base nearly 400 in his first 58 plate appearances as a Brewer. Sal Frelick had a triple today and a run scored. Good to see him get going to the top of the order. Willy Adames had a pair of hits today. So it wasn't for a lack of getting guys on base. It was a lack of getting the hit, which has been odd to say for the Brewers after this first month of the season, how good they were at the start of the year at this. 3-for-16 with runners in scoring position. That's just 187. That is obviously not going to get it done. Augie, because it's a short one, appreciate you coming on with us today and talking a little Brewer ball. We'll talk with you soon, and hopefully you bring a win with you next time, man. We missed you on Friday night, and obviously you weren't here yesterday. You got to bring a win with you next time you're on the show.
Yeah, I guess I can get my things in order here. I'm still in Arizona, so just trying to work things out, but it's going to turn around. This is a good ball club, and you have Tampa Bay coming in, and anytime you have a new team coming in, momentum starts with your starting pitcher, and hopefully Bryce Wilson has it tomorrow night. But we'll get it turned around, hopefully against Tampa Bay when they come in tomorrow.
All right, Jerry Augustine here on WTMJ. Appreciate you as always, my friend.
And Tom, great to be with you.
All right, Jerry Augustine. Take a breather, come back with more. It'll be our final segment after this on WTMJ. Welcome back. I'm Dom Cotroneo. This will be the last segment, just another 5 minutes or so here on the show. Text here from Josh in Milwaukee. Tough way to lose series. Everything went New York's way again. New opponent tomorrow. This one from Doug. 2 games in a row using position players to pitch. They really got some reality this weekend. The bullpen arms are falling off. It needs to change. That one from Doug. Brian and Tosa, similar vein. These last 2 games are the overuse of the bullpen because the starters are barely getting through 5. That's showing in their performance. As you've stated, this pitching situation is not sustainable over the course of the season. I agree. As I stated last week, let's hope we sweep the Rays. Let's talk about the pitching and what all of this is going to mean moving forward. I'm totally fine, again, with Myers only going 5 innings. I know he's only in the 60s in his pitch count because I feel if they had left him in any longer, this game was going to get blown open and you would not have had a chance to win the game. Myers is firmly in this rotation now, 100%. He is going to make another start. Bryce Wilson will start again tomorrow. Freddy Peralta will go on Tuesday. And Tuesday is going to be a very important start for Freddy because it's going to be his first one on regular 5 days, you know, on the 5th day, as opposed to his last one was 5 days of rest on the 6th day. And this one's going to be 4 days of rest on the 5th day, which is the normal traditional starter routine. And I had outlined this on Twitter where if Freddy Peralta goes on Tuesday, which he's scheduled to do, the Brewers could use the off day on Thursday to then throw Freddie again on Sunday down in Wrigley against the Cubs, which means they wouldn't need another 5th starter until not this coming Thursday, but a week from Thursday, 10 days from now. They can go 2 times through the rotation after using Bryce Wilson tomorrow until they need another 5th starter. And that 5th starter could be Robert Gasser. They want to stretch him out. I imagine he'll pitch on Tuesday. Obviously, Mondays are off days in the minor leagues. Robert Gasser, I imagine, will pitch on Tuesday. I don't think he would get one more appearance down in Nashville. Maybe he would, and then they'd send him back up to be here, make his big league debut, and there's some more length for you. And you have length available out of Freddie. You'll have length available out of Ray. Length available out of Ross, hopefully, if he can get back on track. And then you look at the guys, you know, at the 4 and the 5, where you decide, okay, is Tobias Myers going to keep throwing strike? Can we get 6 innings out of him? Can we get 7 innings out of him? And then Gasser, I'm sure it's going to be a little bit of a leash, 5-6 innings out of him. But it's starting to turn now. Every team goes through this in April, where every arm is not quite yet stretched out. And I've been saying this for years. Everyone doesn't believe me. But I've been saying this since like 2017. The expanded rosters should be at the start of the season, not at the end of the season, not September. You should be able to expand at the beginning of the season because, A, you need the arms. Everybody needs the arms this time of year. Nobody is fully stretched out. Even despite having a 9-week spring training for pitchers and catchers, we still can't get these arms stretched out enough with all these concerns about arm health and injuries and that sort of thing. Let's make it a little bit easier on these teams in April. Give them 28 or 30 guys in April. Then you have to whittle it down as the season goes on to make sure you can keep guys healthy throughout the year. Major League Baseball sees that as a non-starter. I disagree, but it's the hand you're dealt with, and you got to deal with it. Over these next 3 times through the rotation, it has to click back to what we know and love from Brewers pitching staffs. You have to have length. You have to have Freddie going 6 every single time. You have to have Colin Ray going 6 every single time. And that's minimum. I'm not talking, all right, 6 and you're done. I need at least 6 from you. I need you to get some outs in the 7th inning. That's just how things are rolling right now. And then when Jacob Junis is healthy again, he can be a bridge, you know, long guy in the bullpen along with Bryce Wilson. You'll have to make a decision out there in the bullpen of who you're going to keep around and figure out, okay, let's go. Like, let's get some length out of you and see what you can get. Another text you're asking about Christian Yelich. And today asked Pat Murphy about it again. He says that he has been swinging a bat. He has been running. They had a little bit of a stall this week, but they feel like this is going to be a days issue and not a weeks or months issue. We will know more in a week what a firm timeline will be for Christian Yelich. He's still with the team. He is still now finally performing, quote unquote, baseball activities. But let's be honest, they miss him badly. They miss him very badly right now. To have Jake Bowers batting in the cleanup spot, yes, he had a great game today. Jake Bowers would play better lower in the lineup, and having Christian Yelich in the 3 spot, Willie or Reese in the 4, and try to mix up the offense. They need Christian Yelich back, but they also need the healthy Christian Yelich back. Not a half-hearted, all right, see what you can get out of Yelly. If his back is barking on swings, I want Yelly to get healthy. It is only April. This team is still playing great baseball aside from these last 2 days. They're 17-10. If I told you in spring training, with all the question marks around this team, that they would be 17-10 through the Yankees series, with no other context added, not who they beat, what games were won or lost, or by what margin, if I told you they were 17-10, every single one of you would take that. So I'm going to take it as well. My thanks to Jerry Augustine once again for joining us on the program. Apologies for this being such a short show today, but hey, you know how it goes. Playoff basketball is coming up here on 620 WTMJ. My thanks to our producer, Charlie Snell, for dealing with us as well. Brewers get beat, but we're back tomorrow. Rays are in town. I'll have post-game shows then as well. I'm Dom Catronio. Keep on swinging.